glad to have you back in our airwaves. Always good to talk everything with Community Hospital. It's a pretty special week, Troy. I know I saw the release from Candy and what you guys are doing out there with the National Hospital Week going on. It started up on Sunday. It goes until Saturday. And we salute all our great folks who work in our hospitals, especially Community Hospital. You've got a great staff, great crew, and they've done a lot in the last couple of years, haven't they?
Yes, they have. We like to think that we have this figured out now, and that things are going really well, and so that's exciting. But yes, for the last 2 years, it's been interesting, but also pretty encouraging to watch. We have 330 people at work here, and everybody's just so dedicated to making sure that we do the right things in the right ways and at the right time when it comes to the pandemic, that we hope we've seen the worst of and never to have it come back that way again. But been great to get into this summer and plan for our hospital week this week. That is kind of a celebration of all of that dedication that we've seen for probably too long. I mean, obviously they're always dedicated, but going through these struggles for that long is not fun, you know. And I think some people, probably many people, don't realize that we're still under government regulations requiring us to do things different, and makes our staff still do things different. And it's just, you know, it's getting, I'll say, you know, it's getting old, very old, to have to screen people at the front and to have to make people wear masks as they walk through the hall. Now, of course, you know, anybody that has some sort of an infection that we need to protect others from, you know, whether it's influenza A, B, or anything, you know, like that, you know, we're going to follow precautions like we always have, always will. And we'd like to get to the point where we treat this that way, as opposed to the quite difficult other things they're requiring us to do, like wear masks in hallways and do all that screening stuff. So, one day that'll go away, we hope. But for now, we're still doing that, and the staff are still still hanging in there. But yeah, hospital weeks this week, we've been having a good time. We have a committee called our PACT committee that spends quite a few months each year planning for this, and we started off Monday with breakfast for everybody. We have yesterday did a poker walk where people got to walk around the building and get their five cards and then come show them to me, and I got to decide whose hand was best. So that was fun, just to get to see so many staff over a two-hour period that that I don't always get to see. And then today, our staff and their families are have the opportunity to go to the theater here and watch whatever movie they'd want to watch for free. And so that's a new thing they came up with, and it works, and everybody seems to be quite excited about it. People are talking about which movie they're going to go to and which time they're going to go, and so that's awesome. And then tomorrow we have lunch for everybody that bringing in street tacos, so that should be fun.
And then, of course, wrap things up. I see some outdoor lawn games on Friday, a little apple crisp as well to kind of wrap up the week.
Right. You can't beat that, right?
Exactly right. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure a lot of smiles, because these folks work a lot of long hours, not a lot of rest. They deserve a little fun every now and then, don't they?
You know, they really do. And you know, I'll tell you something. I think we put it in the paper, too. It's something I heard not too long ago that kind of puts into perspective the difference between working in a hospital and, you know, whether you're a physician or a clinician or just anybody that works for the hospital. It's different than anything else, right? Maybe not quite too much different than the military, but you know, if you think about, you know, when you have a wildfire, which we unfortunately had recently, our staff are racing to the hospital while their neighbors are racing home to, you know, turn on sprinklers. When we have a snowstorm that's predicted to blow through overnight, our staff stay in the hospital or in a nearby hotel so that they can get to their shift the next day. because we're 24/7, we can't close, right? And so the things our staff are willing to do, I mean, they just accept it. It's what they do. That's a good indication of I think why we're pretty special and in the hospital industry, and why it's so important that we celebrate Hospital Week each year, so that our staff remember how special they really are.
Troy, I know a while back when you were in the studio talking with us, you're a little fearful. I'm sure we weren't the only one. All hospitals were afraid of staffing shortages. Has that been an issue here? Hopefully not.
You know, it was probably November, December, January. We had to contract for some travelers to come in, and if anybody's paid attention to any of the news stories on that, the amount of money you have to pay to bring in a temporary worker is like three times, well, maybe up to five times as much as you would pay somebody that was employed. But with the quarantine protocols and everything that we're under, you know, if somebody's been exposed or they actually are, you know, infected with COVID, you know, they're out. And back in that time frame, we had plenty of people in this community, including our own staff, that were getting infected or getting exposed, and so that was really limiting our staffing. And it is extremely difficult, like anybody that employs staff knows today, to replace staff that retire or move or whatever. It's not easy with the limited number of working age folks that we have today. So it was quite a difficult thing to deal with last winter, and you know, I wouldn't say that it's not going to be difficult next winter. And this isn't COVID related. This is just treating the aging population that we have in America today, and having less working age people to pick from to help treat the aging population. And so it's something that is the first agenda item on every meeting I go to, every conference I attend, every training session is how do you deal with staffing? And you know, not to be an alarmist here, but the fact is nobody has a great answer. You know, you can ask any employer, you know, how are they going to staff the hose plant? How are they going to staff, you know, the pivot plant? It's not an easy thing because there's not enough people anymore of working age to deal with the demands of our society. So it's really a difficult thing for healthcare because, as you know, we have fewer people working age today than we have in a long, long time, and it's just going to get worse. At the same time, it's going to get worse because people are going to retire into an age group that requires more health care, and so we're going to have that much more health care to deliver and that many fewer people to deliver it. And so it's something where, as an industry, we probably are way behind the eight ball on figuring out how to maybe use more artificial intelligence in some of the things we do. We're looking at different staffing models where we use maybe fewer RNs and more you know, LPNs and aides in order to get through the next 5 to 10 years. But we'll see. We'll see. Right now, we feel really good about our staffing, and so that's good.
Finally, Troy, how about the summer coming up? We're gearing toward the end of school. Summer's coming up. What's the latest community hospital? What some summer events that you got planned coming up now?
Well, gosh, you know, Pro-Am's coming up, right?
That's right.
I would love to talk to you about that. Probably already has. But so, yeah, the Pro-Am's coming up, and that should be awesome. We are filling up the teams, and the pros are coming, and we always love to showcase the course we have. And so our foundation's been working really hard with our committee on getting ready for that. So that's coming up at the, end of summer, let's just say beginning of October, same week as Heritage Days this year. We're going to do our concert for CARE, where the community is invited to come, and so that's going to be a good event as well. I'm trying to think the rest of it is maybe some of us can take a few days off and go camping or take a vacation. Right, that would be nice.
It would be, no question. Any more construction renovation around the hospital? It going to be taking place anytime soon?
There will be. We are 99% done with the project you've been seeing for the past 3 years, and so we'll start working on what we 3 years ago we phrased as Project Two, which is our ER and our injection infusion area and probably the front entrance area. That is a project that we will start we'll start planning for here towards the end of this year. And I couldn't tell you how long it'll take to get it designed and ready for construction. But the ER project is the next thing that we're going to be working on. There's always other things we have to do in order to make that work, but with all the phasing we have to do, because of course we can't shut down. But we'll start planning for that later this year, and we'll be talking more about what that looks like once we know more.
Troy, thanks a million. Great stuff. Congrats on a great week and treating your employees all great all the time, and a pretty special week with a lot of fun things to do this week.
Oh, you're welcome. And thanks for letting me chat, Rich. I appreciate it.